This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So earlier this morning, the breaking news, and obviously one of the biggest stories today, is the Supreme Court heard arguments in the Trump immunity case. And it looks like they have concluded in terms of hearing arguments. Not sure when we're going to get an opinion. Usually we hear the big, big cases at the end of June. Now, the Supreme Court, right before they go on recess, that's when they like to kind of, you know, drop the the legal bombs, media bombs, and then they run and hide. So I don't think we're going to hear much until then. But, you know, basically what happened today was the attorney for former President Donald Trump had argued for the immunity, and whether he has immunity for this alleged coup, or coup, and could he be prosecuted? And Attorney John Sauer said, if it's an official act, there needs to be impeachment and conviction beforehand. Sauer's statement was in response to Justice Elena Kagan's hypothetical question asking if a president who was no longer in office directing the military to stage a coup would constitute an official act. Now, I don't remember, I could get this wrong, you guys know more, but I don't remember Trump directing military with January 6th. I'm kind of confused by all that. But they were bringing up a lot of hypotheticals this morning. And Kagan says he's no longer president. He wasn't impeached. He couldn't be impeached, but he ordered the military to stage a coup. And you're saying that's an official act. Sauer said, I think it would depend on the circumstances, whether it was an official act. If it were an official act, he would have to be impeached. So they kind of went back and forth. And so a lot of the sparring was if somebody did something as they acted as president, and it was within their work as president, there's an immunity. But if they did something for their own, you know, like I really want a candy bar, I'm going to steal that candy bar, they're not free from immunity if they commit a crime for something personally. And that was going back and forth. And I guess the reason why immunity is in play is, you know, let's say there is innocent civilian that gets killed as a result of a president ordering a drone attack. Now, and then if that happens, is then the president then charged for murder? Well,
Sauer said the framers of the Constitution have a whole series of structural checks that have successfully in the last 234 years prevented extreme hypotheticals. It's the wisdom of the framers. He said what they viewed as the risk that needed to be guarded against was not the notion that the president might escape a criminal prosecution. And so the scenarios that were being brought up were really, you almost forgot that they weren't talking about Trump. They were, you're like, that Trump didn't do that. And so this back and forth of whether Trump is immune from, you know, prosecution and special counsel Jack Smith's election interference case. Smith's case is on pause until the Supreme Court issues a ruling. The case charged, so this doesn't have anything to do with the cases going on now with the Stormy Daniels hush money and the classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. This has to do with the, you know, thinking there was cheating in the election and him being accused of interfering with the election. The case charged Trump with conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of and an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. So they're talking about January 6th. Now, supporters of Trump breached the U.S. Capitol. The question is did Trump direct them? Did he plan? Was he underground in a bunker saying, hey, guys, do this? Or did his supporters say, this is ridiculous? This is ridiculous. And people accusing Trump said that these supporters kept being told that the election was a lie. And so this was a subversion, or this was a conspiracy that was fed to people who then committed a crime. So Trump has pled not guilty to all charges in August, and so he has called on the Supreme Court to weigh whether a former president can be prosecuted for official acts. Now, the debate is did he act? He gave a speech. He said that mail-in ballots had room for error, room for cheating. A lot of people have said, I mean, myself included, I never got my mail-in ballot. And then when I did go to vote, they said I was purged from the system. Have I ever voted in the district before, precinct? And I'm like, yes, I've been voting for 30 years. What are you talking about? So somebody bring it up, hey, guys, this was not tried and true. There's a lot of room for error. How do we know we have election integrity? Where I get very, very concerned, you know, whether it's science, whether it's in academia, whether it's, we should always be allowed to ask the question and to get verification that something is safe. If we have a computer system that can, you know, have the potential of getting hacked and change the votes, that, whether you're Republican or Democrat, that's pretty scary. So we want to make sure that's not a system and that has been investigated and all sides agree we're cool. That system's okay. If we are questioning whether some of the mail-in ballots never got to where they needed to go or never got to voters, and was it last year that a bunch of mail-in ballots were found in a Baltimore United States Postal Service? I mean, then that's not conspiracy. That is, guys, and what it, to me, I almost look at it the opposite. If somebody doesn't bring up that there could be faults in the election, isn't that malfeasance? You want to make sure our election process is ironclad tight, that there could be no room for error or cheating. And somebody not caring, to me, looks guilty. But I'm not here to defend or whatever. January 6th should have never happened. But this is what the case is stemming around. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, also making headlines was Harvey Weinstein's. He was the Hollywood mogul who was accused of, and I thought convicted for rape and sexual assault. Apparently, the conviction was overturned over a quote-unquote crucial mistake by a New York judge. Now, the 72-year-old man who we believe might have Fournier's gangrene, and we'll talk about that in a second, where he seems to be walking with a walker. Some of you have asked what's going on with him. He is serving 23 years in prison for felony sex crimes. He is still going to remain in jail due to a conviction in Los Angeles for another rape. But the New York part of it looks like it's thrown out. The New York Court of Appeals ruled on Thursday that the movie producer did not receive a fair trial when he was convicted in 2020. According to Daily Mail, the bombshell ruling made by New York's highest court will not free him from prison because of the other conviction he has, but his team is appealing that one too. So Weinstein has been serving 23 years in a New York jail for two sex attacks against aspiring actress Jessica Mann and production assistant Mimi Haley. He was handed a further 16 years following his conviction in L.A. in 2022. Now, he is one of the faces and poster childs of the Me Too movement when women came out of forwarding or came forward alleging sexual abuse. Of course, his victims are pretty upset with what happened here and so a new trial has been ordered after it's been determined that Justice James M. Burke, who had presided over the 2020 case, made a crucial mistake during the initial trial. In a 4-3 decision, the appellate court determined that Judge Burke had made an error in allowing women to testify who were not part of the case. They said it's an abuse of judicial discretion to permit untested allegations of nothing more than bad behavior that destroys a defendant's character but sheds no light on their credibility as related to the criminal charges lodged against them. So, Silence Breakers is the group behind the Me Too movement, said the news today is not only disheartening but profoundly unjust. But this ruling does not diminish the validity of our experiences or our truth. It's merely a setback. The man found guilty continues to serve time in California prison. So they're going to continue. Actress Ashley Judd was the first to publicly accuse Weinstein. She also shared her disappointment with the ruling. This is why I'm in medicine and not law. You have somebody who could be guilty. And by a twist and a manipulation of law and statements and process and procedure, case could be completely dropped or thrown out. And it's, now I get, there has to be some fail-safes. You know, if you, let's say, they don't want mob mentality where everybody on the jury knows who you are, has an opinion on you, and then now they're determining your fate, like what's happening now with the Trump, how they found a jury of people who have no opinion of Trump is beyond me. But, you know, there needs to be safeguards in place, and you can't have a sham process without everything going through what needs to go through. We're innocent until proven guilty. But I think we keep hearing time and time again, people who pretty obviously were pieces of crap getting off scot-free. So one of the most, serious of the cases was Annabella Sciorra. She was in Sopranos, allegation that he raped her in her Manhattan apartment in the mid-90s. Now, the allegation, they said, was too old to be charged on its own because of the statute's limitations. But the jurors had to consider it as a basis for charges alleging Weinstein as a sexual predator. Six women had taken the stand. Costume designer Dawn Dunning, model Terrell Wolfe, actress Lauren Marie Young were among those who testified that they were enticed into meeting him for professional reasons and then groped or raped. Weinstein was given an additional 16-year sentence in Los Angeles following the conviction of a rape that had happened in 2013. That victim was attacked at a hotel room at a film festival. Trying to support myself going to school, there was a place that offered singing telegrams. And I love to sing. So I'm like, I could do singing telegrams. What a great way to make money. So I'm there. It's in a room full of men. And I perform. And they're like, great. Now take off your blouse. Excuse me? Take off your clothes. Excuse me, why? Well, because sometimes you have to do these naked. So we need to see what you look like. And I got the hell out of there as fast as I could. Now, did I make a case about it? No. But these things, sadly, you know, when somebody says, well, you know, are these stories, are people just, you know, witch hunting? It's, and I'm not saying this for Harvey in particular, but having had doctors that groped me, having had, you know, there are sadly predators. Predators in schools. There's predators there, and so these things have to be stopped, and time and time again. And you know, so you, and there's been admissions of, you know, stars who said, yes, I did sleep with so and so, and that's how that horrible stereotype came of sleeping with so and so to get the part. You know, using sex to get the part, unfortunately, put other women at risk for those who just wanted to get the role or the job on their own talent. Now, well, there's a standard set. People will sleep with me. What are you going to do for me? Well, I don't want to sleep with you. I thought I'm just applying for a job. And so those individuals who said, yeah, I want the job, I mean, everybody needs to say hell no. Say, it's not happening. Stop asking. But when somebody says, sure, I'll do it, it ruins it for everybody else. And then, unfortunately, the behavior changes too. Sounds like it was forced. People were groped. People, it's disgusting. Well, it looks like he got his. Because when people were seeing Harvey Weinstein kind of limp and need assistance walking, there has been reports that he suffered from a severe infection in his genitalia. There were pictures of him shown in court showing scars and lack of testicles. And so it's believed that he had Fournier's gangrene. Fournier's gangrene is a deep and serious infection that rapidly spreads across the genitalia and perineum, so between the penis and the scrotum in that area called the perineum. It could spread to the abdomen, chest, clavicle, legs, and it is a fulminant necrotizing fasciitis. Can kill you. If you're older, obese, diabetic, alcoholic liver disease, immunocompromised, it could be much more riskier. And so it could start with a piercing, an abscess, trauma to the genital area, infection. And so one case reported was a 29-year-old who acquired it after excessive masturbation. So symptoms of it are fever, pain, skin breakdown, odor, air pockets under the skin, fatigue, anemia, and then if you go septic, drops in blood pressure, coma, and death. We have to do surgery to clean out the infection, give you IV antibiotics, and, there's even been, a risk of one of the diabetes medications that might actually put somebody at higher risk for this. And so, you know, I've had patients call into telemedicine saying, yeah, I think I have a UTI or I think my prostate's infected, send me an antibiotic. If you're having any pain in the testicle area, any pain in that perineal area, any pain around your rectum, please, for the love of the Lord, get yourself checked out. Because an infection that gets into that area will spread like wildfire. Necrotizing fasciitis happens because you have a highway of fascia, which is a lining surrounding muscles and separating body parts and tissues. And so it allows a conduit for bacteria to spread. Giardians is a medicine that we've been told has a possible higher risk of individuals that could be getting Fournier's gangrene. So, make sure to talk to your medical provider if anything at all is happening down there. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Pro-Palestine protests at the University of Texas campus in Austin, resulting in nearly two dozen arrests so far. University police have reportedly called for help from the Texas Department of Public Safety with the support of Governor Greg Abbott. There have been suspicions raised about off-campus agitators causing protest crowds to become more angry and violent. The Supreme Court hears arguments Thursday on Donald Trump's immunity claim against charges related to overturning the 2020 election. The outcome could decide whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on four felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith, including conspiracy to defraud the U.S. and obstruction of an official proceeding. Trump's legal team argues that he should have absolute immunity from prosecution for official acts while in office. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting. It's frightening, actually. So apparently there's a school where there was a child identified as a transgender child had made a hit list, naming 45 students in his hit list. Apparently, the school is letting them still continue to go to class with these kids. And a whistleblower has come forward. This is being reported by Daily Mail. The parents are a little freaked out. The parent of a child at Watertown Middle School, this is in, I guess, West Boston, told Daily Mail that students are fearing their lives. They are worried pet, he could shoot or she could be the next Ethan Crumbly, who had said he wanted to kill. He had written things on a homework assignment. Teacher called in the parents. They had a meeting. Parents left. Kids stayed in school, went to the bathroom, pulled out his gun, shot and killed multiple kids. So the scared parent at this school says school officials have silenced criticism of the transgender seventh grader. Parents say they cannot talk about school safety without being accused of being transphobic. Now, I don't think this has anything to do with the kid being trans or not, or transgender or having gender dysphoria. The kid had a 45-person hit list. That's the issue. Now, they're saying that he has faced minimal consequences, had been, quote, favored at every turn, obviously has a lot of anger, unquote, and, for the parent, knows what they will do. So if somebody has a hit list, that means there's some premeditation, there's some planning. They said students on the hit list have prepared to fight for their lives if they need to. They know the school is not protecting them. Now, Matthew McCarthy, a school spokesperson, said there have been no incidents since the hit list was uncovered in January. But he declined to comment on the whistleblower's allegations. So there are wider fears in schools right now, in terms of violence, school shootings, but also individuals who are non-binary, trans, may face bullying. And so, many of these individuals who are school shooters and shoot their peers were victims of bullying. Now, I was a victim of bullying. I think most of us are victims of bullying. That's no excuse. But we obviously want to limit bullying so that these people don't... you hate the kids that bully you. These kids make you... for me, I just want to be away from them. But other kids may say, well, let me end them. And those are the ones that could sadly act and kill. So the crisis began in January when a teacher overheard students discussing who were named on the hit list. A search of the student's Chromebook revealed the document titled Hit List. The school alerted the police, interviewed the student. They found that the student did not have access to weapons, and there was no credible threat to safety at the school. And the school is a middle school with 560 students, grades 6 to 8. The list, the student, and their gender identity have not been revealed. So the parent says they are physically big for a seventh grader, definitely bigger than the majority of students in the school, adding that this has a bearing on a potential physical attack. Now, I don't know if that implies it is somebody who is male transitioning to female, but they are physically big for a seventh grader. So the superintendent arranged for a re-entry process to return the student to class. Officials spoke of the need to tackle anti-trans and other biased behavior in classrooms, have an empathy for the creator of the list. But parents are like, what are you talking about? So what should a school do? I mean, imagine, these parents are like, my kid was on that hit list. If I was a parent, I'd be pulling my kid out of the school. I hate to do that. It's not my kid's fault, and to have them disrupted with their friends. But if anybody wants to harm my child, I'm getting them the hell away from that kid. So why don't you tell the authorities? But if the authorities can't do much more, I'm getting my kid away from them. That's ridiculous. But then I also need to know why. Who is on that list? Somebody needs to take a look at this list and psychologically evaluate, what does this list have in common? Did everybody bully this person? Is it something else? Well, they were all blonde, or they all have dark hair, or they're all Hispanic, or they're all white, or they're all black. What were the commonalities for 45 children to be on this list? Was it a class? Were all 45 kids in one class? We really need to figure out the motivation. Now, somebody could say, Dahlia, what if he was doing creative writing and he was writing a story? This doesn't look like it was a story. It looks like it was a hit list, and it was even called a hit list.
And so the problem we have is, even though you have individuals that may draw guns on their pieces of paper, or they may, you know, love GTA sort of thing, and you know, live to get home to be able to play another game where they could be shooting people on GTA. When you look back at what happens when there is a school shooting, you always want to go back and you play Monday Morning Quarterback and look at the signs, and look at the, you know, you go back and see what happened. Well, if somebody had a hit list and these kids get hurt and nobody did anything, you're in trouble. So what is the school supposed to do? Well, they, you know, and I understand, being a public school, I think this is a public school, this is tricky. Because the feds may say, you are discriminating against somebody. Now, to me, it's not discrimination. Anybody that makes a hit list is out of that school. But then where do you put the kid? Do you have the kid go to the school in the next school district? Or do you have the kid go to a school 2 miles away? Nobody's going to want this kid. Do you have them homeschooled? You know, I mean, maybe the kid made the hit list because he doesn't want to be around other kids. Yeah, I mean, maybe he's bullied so much, no excuse. Yeah, why force him to go back to school? Get him in a homeschool program and make sure he is psychologically evaluated. But a hit list is, you know, I get it. Somebody's like, oh, man, I wish this person was dead. People might say that all the time. But to actually make a hit list, meaning you took time to plan and bullet and itemize, okay, that's not right. Now, I understand that psychology will give you activities to do. Why don't you draw how you feel? Why don't you draw what you think school should be like? Why don't you write down a list of emotions you're feeling right now? Write them down, and let's talk about them. We use writing a lot in psychology, but never would a hit list be justified. And so I am hearing time and time again, parents are like, I'm homeschooling. I don't need my kids around murderers. And this has nothing to do with the child being transgender. If I saw a female child, a cis female write a hit list, or a male child write a hit list, no. But if they're twisting it into that, where they could look like they're being homophobic, I mean, you get rid of discrimination if the rules are the same for everybody. If you have a hit list, meaning you want to kill other students, you're out. It doesn't matter who you are on the spectrum. So this should be a slam dunk. There should be no questions about what needs to be done next. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil.
In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So these weight loss drugs in the news every day, Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound. Mounjaro, Ozempic, used for diabetes. People had found that they craved food less, were able to lose some weight. Application was now made for it being for weight loss, getting FDA approval. Medications then on the market, Wegovy, the Ozempic version for weight loss, now Wegovy, Zepbound, Mounjaro's counterpart. But the problem is that the prices are ridiculously high. Ridiculously high. $967 a month for Ozempic,
$1,300 for Wegovy. Mounjaro, I think, is also about $1,000. Zepbound, I think, $1,100. So, at first, you know, people were like, well, this stinks. Now, that's why only the rich celebrities were getting it. But taxpayers are noticing that they're not even taking the drugs, and they're starting to get spanked by these high prices. Many of you lost your health insurance and had to be switched to a new health insurance in January because your health insurance is like, we're not covering these drugs. Or if we are, the premiums are going up. And so your employer is like, no. We're not going to pay a 30% increase for your premiums. We're going to pick a cheaper plan. And so those of you that don't even have any intentions to take the weight loss drugs are starting to feel it. So it looks like Senator Bernie Sanders is going to launch a Senate investigation into the quote-unquote outrageously high prices for these products. Novo Nordisk with Ozempic, and then Eli Lilly with Mounjaro. And according to Bernie Sanders, chair of the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, wrote Wednesday to the drug maker CEO, the scientists at Novo Nordisk deserve great credit for developing these drugs that have the potential to be a game changer for millions of Americans struggling with type 2 diabetes and obesity. As important as these drugs are, they will not do any good for the millions of patients who can't afford them. He says further, if the prices for these products are not substantially reduced, they also have the potential to bankrupt Medicare, Medicaid, and our entire healthcare system. So he is asking Novo Nordisk to answer whether it will substantially reduce the prices of the medications, as well as to provide information on how much it actually makes from selling the drugs, how much it spent on research and development, and how it determined the prices. So remember we talked about a week or two ago that in a study published in JAMA Network Open, they looked at the prices of these medications and how expensive it really is to make. And they found that even though the GLP-1 agonist list prices were anywhere from $960 to $1,500 a month, it could actually be made for $5 to $75 a month. So someone's got some splaining to do. Now, mind you, look, okay, when you have, if you're a pharmaceutical company, right, you got to develop, you got to patent, you have to hire people, you have to pay for the buildings, you have to pay the air conditioning, you have to pay the rent, you have to pay the insurance, you have to pay the workers' comp, you have to manage a lab. And managing the lab is ultra, ultra expensive. And you have to, you know, create the drug. It's expensive. Legal fees, then marketing it, then going through the FDA approval process. So when a pharmaceutical company, and I'm not saying this in their defense, but we got to be honest about, you know, how it happens. If a pharmaceutical company is doing all that for a drug that never makes it, never gets FDA approval, doesn't work, they lose money. So I don't know what the statistic is. One out of every 1,000 drugs makes it big. I don't know what the statistic is. But you hit the jackpot with Viagra. You hit the jackpot with Z-Pak. But you only hit the jackpot temporarily because the medicines then went generic. So right now they hit the jackpot with these injectable once-a-week medications. Now there's Rybelsus, which is an oral form. But people like the idea of injecting and, you know, so. But Rybelsus is expensive too. I think cash price is in the thousands. So, you know, the question that I have is, okay, well, can we see some transparency? I understand you guys are charging a lot, and I understand you might have lost a lot of money on drugs that didn't make it. But $1,000 a month? Come on. And are you doing it because you need time to make more? If you sold this drug for $200 a month, would you not be able to keep up? You're already struggling keeping up with it being $1,000 a month. And are you needing that money to help keep up? Are you having to hire more? Are you having to build more labs? Are you having to manufacture more? Is your supply chain high? So I think giving them an opportunity to speak, you know, but this is what gets me. According to CNN News, Ozempic costs $155 in Canada, $59 in Germany. Wegovy, which is the weight loss counterpart for Ozempic, is $140 in Germany, $92 in the UK. So why,
Yeah, I mean, I might be able to understand where no matter where you go, it's this expensive. But you could get it reasonably in another country. Then why are we paying 8 times more? Someone has some splaining to do. Now, we've talked about drug prices with pharmaceutical companies. For them to sometimes sell their drugs cheap to underserved countries, they will take it at a loss if they can make it up with some of the more industrialized nations. But UK is, you know, a world power. That's not, they get a cheaper rate. Why do they get a cheaper rate? Well, is it because their government's saying this is all we're going to pay? Now, this is all we're going to cover. Is it because this is socialized medicine and they have the power to negotiate? Well, our government has Medicare, and you know, they could negotiate. So America is notorious for having higher priced drugs. And I think what Bernie Sanders is doing, although I am kind of confused, you know, during the State of the Union, he was wearing his mask, and then as soon as there was going to be that photo op with Biden, he took off the mask. And so were you trying to protect Biden or not protect Biden? You were wearing a mask the whole time, and then as soon as you're face-to-face with Biden, your mask is off. I don't get. But he's on the Committee for Health, and I do agree with him that we should be asking for transparency. Why is it costing this much? What we have to be very careful of is we are talking about these drugs as a game changer for obesity, that this is going to cure everyone's obesity. We need to roll that back a little bit, guys. We need to slow our roll. Pump the brakes. These drugs have the potential of wearing off, right? Or people gaining a tolerance, or having side effects such that they have to stop it. And I am having patients tell me I stopped losing weight on the medicine. So I gave up, went off of it, and I gained the weight back. I don't need these drugs fueling obesity. And if we don't do this right, we are going to be sadly fueling more obesity. If we have a whole bunch of the population on it, and then all of a sudden they either get side effects or it just stops working or they can't afford it or it's in short supply and they gain the weight back and then some, you've just worsened the obesity crisis. And that is something we need to be very, very honest about and we need to study. These medications were studied for diabetes and for an adjunct with the diabetes. The milligrams were raised to help manage diabetes. People are upping the milligrams and injecting themselves multiple times a week when they're not supposed to so they can fit into a bathing suit. You're using the medicine wrong. And then if there are the side effects of gastroparesis, ileus, pancreatitis, gallstone, that's also going to add to the medical cost. My recommendation to any of you is if you are going to use this medicine, slow and steady wins the race. Don't be trying to use it to get into a bikini. A little bit to help you while you are on a diet and exercise regimen. But if you haven't gone to the gym since you've been using your Ozempic pen, you're going to regain the weight. I'm telling you right now. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.